This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, September 18, written by Mark Stevenson. Worship disruption or participation. From Romans 12. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. As a pastor, I have the privilege of leading worship on a regular basis. When I do, I find that worshipers assume that the things going on up front are the most important. Some people tend to sit quietly, unless they are asked to speak in unison or sing together. With that assumption, if anyone speaks out or makes noise when people are supposed to be quiet, that person is considered a disruption, whether the person is a young child or, say, someone with an intellectual disability. Each year on Christmas and Easter, I often lead worship in the neighborhood of group homes where our daughter lives. The 36 residents who have severe multiple disabilities are invited to attend, as well as family members. Many of the residents vocalize regularly, especially when they are excited about a group event like this. As the worship leader, should I be upset that worship is constantly disrupted by the vocalizing of residents? No. Instead, I need a different understanding of worship. Worshiping is not just what is happening up front. Worship is the sacred time a group of people set aside and dedicate to God. Conceived that way, the vocalizing of residents during worship is not disruption, but participation. Love includes honoring another's participation in worship. Whose participation is God calling you to honor? Will you pray with me? Teach us, Lord, out of love, to examine our assumptions about life in worship, and to hear the joyful praise others give you. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.